Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Usually, we'd be talking to Patrick Mahomes at this time. That has been moved to tomorrow. The Chiefs' schedule is a little bit different because of Monday Night Football. So we are going to have Patrick Mahomes come on the show tomorrow. Let's talk a little Chiefs here as we get you ready for Monday Night Football against the Commanders. So you guys know that right now I'm in the process of trying to figure out my next car situation. And I think I have it narrowed down to the car that I'm going to get. And Rob, one thing that I've learned is very, very important in all of this is got to read the Carfax. You go up there, you like a car. Hey, you got the Carfax. You go over them, you read them. I give them to my mechanic. Hey, what do you think? Ooh, I don't know about this one. Oh, this one has great service history. You got to read the Carfax. Rob, what do we know about Christian Fulton whenever Christian Fulton was a free agent? Did we know that Christian Fulton had knee issues? Didn't we know that? It's not like this just randomly popped up, something that was unforeseen. You knew that he had some injury issues. Now, the Chiefs believe that he was past the injury issues, that they were going to be able to figure it out and get him right. But what I think happened is I don't think he was healthy in the very beginning of the season, and I think by the time that he had gotten healthy, the Chiefs had just quite simply moved on from Christian Fulton. You obviously loved him at one point. You signed him to a 2-year, $20 million deal, but he couldn't participate in training camp. He couldn't participate in preseason games. That gave you the opportunity to see more Noel Williams, more Jalen Watson. You got to play the safeties more, and I think he lost his job because of it. Right now, he is fully healthy to our understanding. He has not been limited in any one of these practices, hasn't popped up on the injury report. He's been healthy these last couple of weeks. They are making a choice to not play Christian Fulton at this point. I think he just got behind the eight ball. I think other guys got an opportunity to showcase their ability. They like those players more than him. Yes, it's 2 years, $20 million, but we're not talking about this isn't a Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson kind of deal that you got to play him. And the Chiefs just seem fine and just eat the Christian Fulton money. I don't see how he gets back in the lineup if not for an injury. What would make him change? Not with the way they're playing right now, not with the way this defense is playing right now. If you haven't been playing so far, why would we think that you're about to now play on Monday Night Football or in a couple of weeks against the Buffalo Bills? I think he's outside their circle of trust. So if that's the case, it might be in their best interest to just get what you can get, or you keep him around and you kind of play it like what happened with Jalen Moore. Jalen Moore was not playing. Circumstances changed. You now need him. But if it's not for an injury, I don't know how Christian Fulton finds another pathway back onto the field.
Let me ask you this, because I understand the Jalen Moore situation happened and he was a break glass in case of emergency. And because of whatever Josh Simmons is dealing with, it's personal. They had to break that glass and Jalen Moore has been very good on the field. But outside of that example, Do we have a lot of examples of the Chiefs or any team spent big on a high price, high, you know, importance, positional value spot, and he rides pine and the hope is, hey, maybe one day he's there in case we need him? That doesn't seem like great roster building to me. What you're describing is cornerback number four, cornerback number five, Chris Roland Wallace type of player. There's nothing wrong with having that player on the roster. That roster, that player can't be making $10 million a year to sit in street clothes and then, hey, if something terrible happens, we have you in case of emergency. That doesn't feel like great roster manipulation to me. So I understand what you're saying. Hey, let's keep him on the roster in case an emergency happens. I think that'd be silly to pay a guy $10 million to sit on the bench in case something terrible happens. So I'm a proponent of trading him and getting whatever back for him because, I mean, it feels like he plays in a valuable position. It feels like he's a guy who's healthy. It feels like it would make sense to get something back. But right now, he's doing nothing for you. And I don't know why I like a $10 million guy doing nothing for you.
Yeah, but I guess where I would argue, though, is, I mean, at least for this year one, that money is already paid. The money's already paid. You gave him a $6 million signing bonus. That money's gone. You're never getting the $6 million back. So if you trade him tomorrow, you just spent $6 million on a player who played 17 snaps for you. I wish we all could be as fortunate in our life to hit the lotto the way that Christian Fulton hit. And so the way that his contract is structured, I'm looking it up right now. So he is guaranteed the signing bonus, all of his money this year, and $5 million of next year's salary. They locked themselves in to Christian Fulton. So at least for this season, let's get all of the signing bonus possibly. Let's get all of the compensation because you and I talk about it all the time. It's not a question of if you're going to deal with injuries. It's a question of when you're going to deal with injuries. One of your corners is going to get hurt. That's football. One of your players, your defensive lineman, like we saw with Omar Norman Lott, he got injured. You're going to have to deal with injuries at some point. All it takes is one twisted ankle. Now Jalen Watson misses a couple of games, and now you slide Christian Fulton back in there. If you liked Christian Fulton back in June, certainly enough to give him the money, and now he's fully healthy, I think you just keep him and you let's see what happens. Now, I think Joshua Williams is a little bit of a different conversation. I mean, they've drafted Joshua Williams five different times as an organization. If we want to talk about dime a dozen and their ability to replicate guys, that's not talking about players like Trent McDuffie to me. That's talking about players like Joshua Williams. You can go find another Joshua Williams in the draft. You really can.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
He's in the last year of his deal. I'm guessing you're not keeping him next season. So if you got rid of Joshua Williams and you got a fifth-round pick, sixth-round pick for him, there's another team that's a little bit deficient when it comes to corner. You can get back some assets, and then you can use that to potentially go get what you want. Or next year in the draft, you can use that compensation to move up and get something that you really like. I'd be interested in that trade, but Christian Fulton is a player that I would keep. I don't know why you would move on from him if he's healthy.
Let me ask you this about Joshua Williams, because I can't get it pulled up in front of me real quick. What did they get for Rashad Fenton in a trade? Because remember, I believe it was right after the COVID year. Rashad Fenton, a name most Chiefs fans don't remember, but he was a fine corner for this team. They turned and burned him. They then got a pick.
You don't
want to
know. They got a conditional pick for him. Hold on. Let me find out what it was.
Because that's the same as
they got a conditional seventh-round pick for him.
That's probably what Joshua Williams' value is.
You think Christian Fulton has a great value?
I think Christian Fulton has more value than that. Christian Fulton last year, look at Christian Fulton last year. We are 12 months removed from him being a productive NFL player, and now he's nothing.
Are you trading for Christian Fulton if you're another team? Because now we got to do the say it out loud test.
That's fair.
There's a team that gave you $6 million guaranteed, or $6 million signing bonus, $15 million guaranteed, and you can't get on the field. Steve Spagnuolo does not think that you can play. Because if they thought you could play, they'd put you in the rotation. We ain't talking about a quarterback or tight end where you're taking guys off the field. We're talking about a corner. You swap corners in and out all the time. He's been fully healthy, and he's been getting DMPs the last 2 weeks. I'm now giving you something of value to take on his contract and get that off the books for you when it's fully guaranteed this season? Especially when next year, if you're the Chiefs, you can just simply cut him and save a little bit of money. They're saving a lot of money. You're saving $5 million against the cap. But, I mean, that's something. You're saving a little bit next year if you get rid of him. So I certainly hear what you're saying. Yes, I think that Christian Fulton is a better player. But one player right now is making peanuts, and you can just walk away at the end of the season. You can't just walk away from Christian Fulton at the end of the season, not if you're the team that's trading for him. The Chiefs can. But I'm not giving you value to take a bad contract off of your books and do your dirty work for you. Absolutely not if I'm a random team in the league.
Yes, that's totally fair. The say it out loud test. I just feel like Christian Fulton is a better player than Joshua Williams, so he would hold more value, but you're right. Why would I take this contract nightmare for a guy that has not played? And it wasn't like Christian Fulton's contract was the most expensive cornerback contract doled out in free agency. You would presume if you're a team, you probably had a chance at Christian Fulton this offseason, and you might have said no, so why am I bailing out the Chiefs? You're right. It does not pass the say it out loud or the sniff test early in the season.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just guessing. I'm guessing if you're going to get rid of Christian Fulton, you got to be willing to eat some of the money, and you got to be willing to give him away for pennies on the dollar. I'm going to do that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.